What?
Hey, Jeremy, how's it going?
Yo, hey, what's up?
Jeremy, what's up, bud?
What's going on?
Yo, Jeremy, it's Eddie. How are you?
How's it going, Eddie?
Did you go to NAMM today?
Yeah, we were at NAMM all day, man.
Are you exhausted?
I'm beat, man. I had to wake up at 7.
7:30?
7 in the morning.
Wow. Hey, Jeremy, your iPhone sucks.
That's cool.
Are there any sexy ladies on the line?
It's like 80s stuff, don't it?
Hello? What's up? This is Sal Rodriguez from representing Registered Air Offenders.
And Wyme Russell for the Devils in the Details. Yeah.
All right.
What's up, guys?
Hello. So are we brainstorming? What are we getting? Are we going to share some ideas? What's going on?
Yeah, I think we're waiting for Joel.
All right.
Hey, Joel,
I'm here. Yeah, let's wait a couple more minutes just to see if anybody joins.
Yeah.
All right, call me back when Joel gets on the line.
Hey, Jeremy.
NAMM show, man.
Okay. NAMM was cool. Mindy and Mary ran into the drummer from the Melvins.
Wow.
Oh, Dale?
Yeah.
Very cool.
And he gave them their number. He's going to come on their show.
Oh, cool.
See?
Yeah.
Very good.
The Melvins, aren't they a punk band?
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking they were
part of like the whole like Seattle thing.
Yeah, I guess that drummer played with Kurt Cobain before Nirvana or some shit. That's what Mindy was telling me.
Wow, cool.
That's when he had his whole head.
Holy shit.
Hey, Jeremy, I noticed we did this call last week and this week it says that the conference is being recorded. So these are all recorded conversations.
Yeah, I can send to it.
Oh, is Joel there? I don't know who's on the line. Go ahead, Joel.
Is Joel?
Is that Joel?
Yeah, this is Joel. Yeah, I recorded it. If you guys would rather have it not recorded, that's fine. We just wanted to do it for note purposes.
I don't mind if I sound okay on it.
It's okay by me.
You sound good. You guys sound good, by the way.
Everyone's got to put on their radio voice.
So what's up, Joel?
Not too much, man. Not too much.
Let me make a
go back to Vegas.
Who's on the line? Vince, Eddie,
Alex,
Sal, Alex.
Hey guys, I'm here.
Who's that?
Melissa.
Sounds like Melissa.
Melissa.
Oh, there's a girl.
Hi, I'm just here for the heavy video.
All right, who else is on the line? I got Vince, Eddie, Sal, Alex, Wyme, and Melissa.
Yeah, I'm just going to shut my mouth unless I'm called upon to give my input. Otherwise, I'm just going to be listening.
Same here.
All right. That's 8 people total, including myself. So last week we kind of opened up the floor. We kind of went around the table and just wanted to talk about any issues, anything coming up, anything we can help you with, whatever you want to talk about, studio-related. Vince, go ahead.
I just kind of wanted to hang back. I mean, nothing's really changed since last week, you know. But, we have a musical guest coming in on...
I received contacts for Punk Rock Bowling that you sent me.
Yeah.
I haven't had a chance to get to those people, but I'm going to do that this week.
Yeah, well, I think we're gonna get a couple of rooms there. I think the Mormon's going to go down there with the mobile unit and stuff. So, I mean, even if we do that and, you know, we don't do any, like, broadcast, like, at least give us some promotional material so we can pass out there because we're going to bomb that shit with the mobile unit.
Okay. Cool. Eddie, just going down the list, what do you got? I know we got Mike Vallely tomorrow.
Yeah, we got Mike Vallely, the pro skater, who's also an actor. He's been in movies like The Hangover and Mall Cop. it's going to be a big one for us. When I had the band Off on, we did pretty well with live listenership. Mike's numbers are about five times the amount of Off. So I'm predicting, really big listenership tomorrow night. And there's already been a lot of press mentions, like at GiantRobot.com and Ant Magazine and Hellhound Music.
So yeah, man, you're kicking ass, dude. Fuck,
hey,
I see that shit everywhere.
Thanks. No, it's been a really nice spike everywhere as far as just the visibility and people getting excited about it. And also, I was invited yesterday by there's this coalition called Move LA. I'm not sure if anyone here has heard of them, but it's
yeah,
it's a coalition spearheaded by the ex-mayor of Santa Monica named Denny Zane. And, it's all about public transportation, and he tries to, getting money involved and raising money to, provide more public transportation, adding on to rail lines. And, he works really close with the MTA. And there's a big Move LA convention this Friday. And so I got invited to that, and I wanted to reach back out to them and see exactly, what we could do at Los Angeles NYSA to show a presence there. So I think, I'm not sure, Jeremy, what your schedule's like, but it'd be awesome if you could come. I'm not sure what your schedule's like Friday, but it's at Union Station.
Okay. Yeah, what time on Friday?
There's a reception 3 to 5, and then actual it's not a panel. It's like a panel discussion, but it's in conjunction with the mayor's office. It's pretty heavy hitting. It's like all the politicians are going to be there, and it's just a good place to be if you're, doing the kind of format that we're doing with, promoting the whole public transportation angle. So I just want to plant that, see if you could come, and I'll get more details tomorrow.
Cool. Yeah, that sounds interesting. I'd love to attend. Just let me know.
Okay, cool.
Eddie, you had a couple other guests that you had told me about coming up. Do you want to say anything about those yet, or are you still
sure, yeah, yeah. We got Lars Fredriksson from Rancid coming on in late February. I'm dealing with him direct. That's going to be a really big one also. He's really excited about coming on, and I'm dealing with him direct. He's going to confirm an actual date tomorrow. He might be a day or two late. The guy's super busy, but that's another killer guest. And I think as far as any promotional items I could get from you guys, Skid Row Studio stickers, that'd be pretty awesome. I really want to get that show, a live show happening, and attach Skid Row Studios to the man.
Hello?
Yo.
Oh,
did somebody just die or something? Somebody was killed right now.
Sal Rodriguez is still here.
I'm good.
Oh, okay.
Lime's here.
I'm here.
Did somebody fall down?
It's
no, I think everybody's still there.
Are you okay?
Dropped. All right, let's just keep going down the list, and then Eddie will come back in. Next on the list, Sal. What's up, Sal?
Hey there. I got a few things I wanted to ask questions about, and maybe the Burberry statistics. It seems that they only go by. We get our nightly update, which I really like. So we get the nightly update, but I can only on that email. I can only go back a few months. So what I did is I set an account with try to set an account. So I came to go in and look.
Hey, Sal, you're coming in and out, so I'm having trouble hearing what you're saying. You're a little distorted.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay, so what happens is when we get the nightly emails from Blurberry, they only go back so far. They only go back a few weeks or a couple months or so. So I wanted to go back further. I wanted to go back from the beginning. So what I did is I signed up with Blurberry. I tried to create an account with Blurberry to attempt to access all of the downloads from the beginning, or at least of the beginning of when Blueberry started doing the statistics. But I wasn't able to access. I was just kind of cock-blocked everywhere I went. So how am I able to see all of the downloads from the beginning?
So I'm working with Blueberry developers right now to basically be able to give sub accounts to people and give them access to specifically their statistics. Because here's the problem with Blueberry is that their API for their stats is very limited. And by what we're able to see when we log into their website is much more information than what you see in those emails. It shows things like trending, it'll show you geographic locations, and it has a full history. So I'm working with their developers in order for them to create a system where I can give accounts to people to access their stats. So we have like the master account, and then we can give people access to their specific statistics. So I would try to hold on for that. If you're in the studio and you want to see your full stats the way that we see them, just let me know and I can give that to you. But the way that it works right now is that unfortunately there's only one account associated with all the statistics. So if I gave you access to that, you'd have access to everybody's account. And I want to make sure that we keep things separated.
Sure. Okay. All right. So what
cool.
I do?
Oh, that sounds great.
Next time I come in, I'll ask to see that, and maybe you could print out a copy. That way we can know, because I really do not know at this moment what was our highest-rated show. We have what we think was our highest-rated show, but unless I can look at all of them, I don't know who was on our highest-rated show. We don't have that information.
Sure, I definitely realize that all that type of information is really important to have.
Okay.
I'll give you an example. Ken was concerned that his weren't looking the way that he had expected them to for his latest episodes. But
yes.
But what was revealed when I actually looked through the Blueberry stats overall were up because people are downloading his old episodes. So his overall downloads were actually increasing and better than his previous month. It's just that his latest episodes, because that email only shows you like the top 10 or something like that, it was misleading. But the fact is it's actually ahead. So that's the type of information that unfortunately those nightly emails don't reveal.
Okay. All right, great. My other question and maybe idea, and please excuse me if I cover anything you guys already covered last week because I was not able to make it last week. This is related to the procurement and the sharing of guests. For example, you know, let's say a celebrity goes to the East Coast, and they go to the East Coast, they're on the Today Show, they're on Saturday Night Live, they're on David Letterman. So is it possible if we can kind of share guests in the sense that once a guest does our show, they're not done with Skid Row. Once they do our show, they have the option and opportunity, along with each host of each show, to possibly be in their show. So we could have, we could kind of share guests in the sense that we would have maybe once a guest is on our show, let's say I'll speak for our show, once a guest is on Registered Air Offenders, there's some sort of maybe contact database for the guest, and then they can be contacted by another show and asked if they would like to be on their show. And also an opportunity for the guests to be sort of reveal themselves in different lights. Obviously, if they come on our show, they may say different things than if they went on Wyam's show, than if they went on Eddie's show. Whoever show they go on, they will sort of reveal different parts, and the listener has an opportunity to see all facets of them from all different angles.
Right.
Sounds good. Yeah,
I like that idea.
No, that sounds like a really good idea, and it's something that's pretty simple to implement. We could do this quite easily. It's just obviously there's sensitivity in sharing that information, and we have to make sure that if we share that information with people that are within Skid Row, that it stays within Skid Row. You know what I mean?
Right.
What I'll do is I'll start with this, and I'll take the lead on this, is every time we procure a guest and we have our show, after the fact I will say to them, are you open to be contacted by hosts of other shows on Skid Row? And they can say yes or no. If they say yes, then I can put it on some sort of database, and then they can then be contacted by other hosts from other shows.
Yeah, that
seems
great.
Very fair, yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, when we I can implement that database easily, so anybody, you can have a login, you can access the database and update and enter the information. It'll be pretty simple,
Wow.
I'll put that down. That's a good idea.
Cool.
Okay, I think that's all I can think of for the moment.
Cool. Okay, going down the list, Alex, what's up?
No, nothing. Just calling in to listen to what you guys got. Nothing really pressing issues on our end. I don't know if Melissa has anything to add.
I do.
Yeah. Go ahead, Melissa. Do you have anything?
Yeah. Two things. First of all, how's Nan?
Huh?
How's the convention in Anaheim?
Oh, the convention in Anaheim was cool. Yeah, we were at Nan all day. The Hotbox Girls ran into the drummer of the Melvins, and we were geeking out on equipment all day. So yeah, it was fun. You know, it's just like gear overload at NAMM. That's what it is.
That's cool. The other thing I wanted to ask about was, did you ever talk to Jason about Warfest? And are you going to be in town on February 10th?
I'm going to be on the 10th. I'm going to contact Jason tomorrow. It's on my list of things to do, and we'll get that sorted out.
Okay.
I'm just curious. You know, and you said it was no cost.
Yeah, it's no cost.
So, yeah, I just need to know what kind of space they're providing to determine, you know, what we're going to do, if we're going to do a full remote broadcast from there or what. We would want to be able to try to line up people for interviews and go talk to people. I'm assuming you have no problem with doing that, right?
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. Cool, then I'll contact him tomorrow. That's on the list. What else? There's something else I wanted to ask. Go ahead.
I've been doing some guerrilla advertising. I've been going to, like, whenever I go to restaurants and stuff, I stick my flyers in the little table tents and things.
I have no idea what you just
said. That's guerrilla. That's guerrilla marketing right there. Very good.
The guerrilla marketing. The finest.
I love it.
It's super sneaky, and we don't know until I've left.
It's being creative.
And if anybody wants some of my 2,000 flyers to pass out, please help yourself.
Cool.
To leave a stack at the studio.
Yeah.
You know, I liked Jeremy's idea earlier. He, like, a couple months ago, he said that he had this thing that where he is like a program that would, like, assign duties to people or something. Remember that thing, Jeremy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I still have that up and running.
Yeah, like, are we still going to do that? Like, we get, like, promotional materials and, like, hit, like, record stores and other stuff, like, in our areas? Or... Because I can get, like, the Northeast LA area.
I set out information to tell people how to log into that interface, and I think I saw Melissa do it, and I'm not sure. Somebody did it, but not too many people did
it. Yeah, I did it once.
Yeah, I thought it was you. I didn't
Can you send that link again?
Log into it. Yeah.
Hey, Jeremy, I didn't get that.
No, you know what? I'll send it out again because there's been a lot of new additions to the studio since I sent that out. But basically, it's software where you can log in and you just create a huge list of tasks, just brainstorm, and whatever you can think of, you put them on this list, and then as you know, people become available to do those tasks, they can claim those tasks. And it's a simple system. They use it a lot in software development and computers, and it's called Scrum, where you basically, like, have three columns. You have to-do items, assigned items, and then completed items. And it's a real simple system, but it's easy to keep track of tasks and who's working on what. So I'll send out that information. I think it could be useful for us to just keep track of all the ideas that we've been having. Sound good?
That sounds good.
That's very interesting.
Cool.
So it's like describe like the sort of task that you would put on there. Like
Okay, so for example, we want to do flyer distribution, and then what I would do is I would create a project called flyer distribution, and then I would break down the tasks based on geographic location. So for example, you know, I would have a task as Orange County, LA County, Harlem Park, downtown, you know, West Side, you know, whatever way you want to break it up. And then, you know, people that are in those locations can say, hey, I'm in Orange County, I'll take this task. And then it's their responsibility to, you know, figure out what are the places to go put flyers down or whatever, and do, like, you know, hitting the streets kind of stuff. That's just one example, you know, but there's a bunch of things that I... Yeah. Okay. So there's a bunch of stuff that's in there already. So I'll send out that information, and then people can, you got to go in, you got to log in and create a password and all that. But once you're in the system, then you can go in and you can see all the tasks and add to it or do whatever, you know?
Sounds good, man. Very interesting. Very cool.
Juan, you're next on the list. So
mine's real quick. Sal hit one already on the the stats, so he cleared that up. But then another one is now I don't know if this is any cheaper than just printing a two-sided card or whatever, you know, the little cards, the flyer cards, you know, that I was kind of talking to you about. I was wondering if anybody would like to show share the front and the back. Do you know what I mean? Maybe I don't know if that would split the cost in half for per show or whatever, but it's a good way of, you know, obviously passing out two shows at once, and as long as your show's always on there, you're giving the other person's show on the back. But I didn't know if any shows wanted to share a front and a back to any flyers, or if anybody would be interested in that.
Yeah, I mean, we can do that for sure. One thing that we tried to do early on is we had cards that had something about every show on it. But those cards quickly got outdated because we either had shows or a show would leave or whatever, and it was hard to keep a card like that, you know, current, because things are changing so often. But you know, if you do a card with one or with two shows or even a few shows, you know, that could work. You know, some of our solid shows that we know aren't really going anywhere.
Right. Okay. All right. Cool. I just wanted to throw that one out there, and then the stat question. That was it for me. So yeah, I'm good. Cool.
On that Jeremy, on that topic, you make sure, or particularly for me, I make sure that I have our logo. Or how do I get our logo? Do I just go ahead and copy it as a JPEG offline? But I'm looking to get the Skid Row logo and the Registered Ear Offenders logo to make sure I have that, so when I go to print with anything, I'll have that.
Okay, well, we have all of our Skid Row logos in various formats. If you go to skidrowstudios.com/logo, you'll see all the files there for Skid Row Studios logo. Now, for the individual show logos, it varies, to be honest. They're not all in one location, but they are available. And the way that you can download that is to go to your iTunes page and follow the link for the icon in your iTunes page, because that'll give you a 1400 by 1400 image.
Okay, and then I can just copy and paste that into my files.
Yes. But if anybody needs any logos and they can't find it or it doesn't work for any reason, just let me know. I can get you the high resolution copy of it, because we have an outside graphic designer that does most of our logos that aren't, you know, handled by the hosts or somebody that they know. And that guy's pretty good. He can give me a copy of whatever I need pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I've got something else. If somebody who hasn't gone wants to go, and then I'll come back around if you guys want.
Who else is on the line? Just going down the list. It's just me and Joel after that. So go ahead.
Okay, so this is kind of related to what Wyman was just talking about, and that is sort of the cross promotion. But in this instance, on air cross promotion. I enjoyed the last time I listened to his show. He mentioned not only my show, but actually a few other shows. No. He actually plugged on his show at the end.
Which is a good idea.
yeah, I would be open to the possibility of plugging other shows and sort of, I don't know if it would be sort of in a rotating or like, let's say I would give, each of us would get like three shows that we're to plug, and then we do on-air plugs of those shows or rotating a format or some sort of format. So essentially during our show, we will plug a couple of other shows, and then they will all do the same. So in other words, every show is getting plugged on another show.
Right.
Yeah, we should definitely be doing that.
Yeah, I like that idea.
So that's the way of tapping into other people's, because what I want is I want to tap into other people's listenership, and then they're more than welcome to tap into our listenership. We all are tapping into each other's, so we become this huge network that people will go to for all forms of education and entertainment.
Right. Yeah, I like that idea, man, and I like the just the openness of it, you know what I mean? And my show is like all, you know, we do that all the time too. We're open to that. And even like, you know, going on each other's shows and stuff is pretty cool just to kind of get to know each other.
Cool.
Yeah. That was a great thing you did. And I meant to thank you for doing that
because that was really nice. I like all the shows. Yeah. I listen to them.
Yeah. And that was really cool. I mean, another thing that I want to start doing, and I have been doing it on some of the shows, but I might want to do it more so, is to take a 3-minute break in a show and play some promos, because we have promos for most of the shows. And so a lot of the shows, Is Radio Time is one that I've been experimenting with. We take 2 breaks during his show, and I play nothing but promos for the other shows during that show. So we can do things like that as well, but live reads are always nice as well. So,
cool.
Yeah,
cool.
However you'd like to do it, but overall, yeah, it's a great idea.
Excellent. Good deal.
Is there a place where we can go, like on the website? Like, let's say we wanted to contact one of the other hosts or something. I know you can like email hosts at Skid Row Studios or whatever. But and that'll go out to everybody. But let's say if we want to like contact, you know, somebody in particular, is there like a way where we can have like a list of, you know, how to contact each other?
So we did this for our own purposes internally, but anybody can use this. We have email addresses set up for each show. So for example, if you wanted to email Sal and Chris, you can email registeredearfingers@skidrowstudios.com, and that will go to Sal and Chris.
Oh,
and
is that going to be then forwarded to our individual personal email accounts?
Yes.
Great.
Cool.
So we have that across the board for all the shows. Your show name at skidrowstudios.com will get distributed to the hosts within that specific show.
And is that in effect right now? So right now I can go to, let's say, LA Nista@SkidRowStudios.com and reach them?
Yeah, Los Angeles Nista@SkidRowStudios.com, and that'll go to Eddie.
Okay, got it.
So, yeah, anything else? We're the serious shows that are going on right now, and I'm happy that everybody is doing our affiliate programs, and that went really well this week. You guys saw my little note about Sirius, like Barry got on my ass about that, and can't say Sirius because it's like owned by other people. I don't know. I don't quite understand the organizational chart of Sirius Radio, because it seems really strange because,
right,
you know, Sirius bought XM and yet like they're still kind of separate entities internally. So I don't know. There's weirdness with that, but you know, I don't think it was a big deal. Now Sal, I never heard back from Barry, unfortunately, email. I CC'd you guys on it. You should have saw the message I sent. Is it possible that your friend just had the time wrong, or are you sure that you definitely weren't where you thought you should be?
No. It was Drew Marks. I asked Drew to check for our show, and he has satellite. He has it in his car, so he checked it out, and it was something else.
Okay.
Well, you know the times are listed as Eastern times, right? They've been telling us in Eastern this whole time.
Oh yeah, and our show is listed at 5 p.m. Eastern, so when I listened at 2 p.m. Pacific, it wasn't there.
Yeah.
Or should I say when I had Drew do it? Drew checked on it for me.
Yeah, because you know what? XM165 is not listed on the mobile app either. So the only way you can find the shows is if you actually have a unit, like, in your car.
That's a whole other issue. I try to get the free subscription to Sirius and then try to find the channel and all. It was just all to no avail. I was not able to get anything with it. I guess, yeah, I would have to have the actual automobile device or home device in order to access it.
Do you know if any of the anything between once you say 165 is not on the mobile app, is 166 through 169 on there?
I can look right now, but I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that, and that's definitely a question I'll bring up with Barry and see what that's all about.
Oh, I do have another thing I'd like to clarify, and that is that you know, I want to make certain, am I to understand that when we end up on iTunes and our synopsis of our show is on iTunes, that they bleep out anything that would be deemed offensive? For example, like if I put blowjob, like I could put blowjob where you can't put, you know, any...
You have to be able to say blowjob. My show will go down the tube, guys.
No, but I understand.
You said bleep? Like they actually alter the audio?
No. It's my understanding that even the iTunes synopsis of a show, of a given show...
Oh, yeah, they do that. Yeah, they do that on ours, too. They like, kind of like, they star out, like, a couple of letters in between the word fuck or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but I'm getting really sensitive because I wanted to put, in our show synopsis for the last show, we put blowjob, but I changed it to oral because I was concerned they wouldn't allow blowjob.
You should just do a description, which is, like, mostly just, like, cuss words and just, like, have a all bleeped out, like, description. That'd be funny.
I had no idea that they actually did that.
Yeah, I guess they want, you know, even though they allow shows for mature audiences like our show, as far as the description and the synopsis, they don't allow it to be, you know, X-rated, so to speak.
Yeah.
Can I ask one question? On iTunes, is it possible for me to change the category? Because I think my show is in a comedy category, or does that matter? I don't know how, when people search iTunes, do they search the category?
Yeah, absolutely. I would be, I would not have put your show in a comedy category, so I'm not sure.
I don't even know. I really don't know. I don't even log into iTunes. I'm kind of ignorant to iTunes. So, but I'm pretty sure I saw like it in comedy or whatever. But I don't even know if they have a category for that type of show, or I don't even know what it would be. So I'm totally ignorant to iTunes. So just wondering.
Yeah,
is your show the conspiracy show?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a cool show, man. I was listening to that yesterday.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Cool. I dig it.
Thank you very much, man. I dig all the shows, man.
So you have multiple categories, and I think that's what happened is because Nestor was originally on your show, I included comedy, but it's also under society and culture, history, science and medicine, social sciences.
Perfect. Well, you got it covered then. See, I had no idea, but perfect. That answers that question, man. No problem.
Yeah, there's a... multiple categories associated with it, but yeah, okay.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Just so you know, I'm looking on the mobile app and I'm not seeing anything.
For what?
Your screen is blank.
For any of our shows. No, sorry. Any of the channels or any of the shows. If you search shows by name, none of the shows come up either.
Oh, wait, you're talking about
What did I say?
Melissa, you're talking about the Skid Row Studio shows on XM.
Yes, on the mobile app.
I looked everywhere. I looked online. I looked on the app. I could not find anything Skid Row related on XM or XM165.
Well, the best I can do is just bring it up with Barry and find out what the deal is on that. I'm really not sure. I'm not a serious XM subscriber, but I guess maybe I'm going to try to get an account off of Barry or something just so we can follow up with this kind of stuff.
Yeah, because I looked on the schedule. I was hoping to at least see something on the schedule. I just didn't see anything. But Bad Advice is definitely on there because
there was, I mean, it's it, he's Drew has validated that his show is on XM.
And, yeah, and, Drew's show is definitely on.
Okay, and Melissa, is your show definitely on?
I have no idea. I haven't heard it. I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
You know, Barry sent me an email and said something, something we would love to get you promoted on the website.
But Sal, you had a Sal, you had a listener that said they heard your show on Sirius and contacted me. So your show has been on Sirius.
That's true. There was one guy that was trying to contact Wime.
I shot him down, man. I sent him a letter. And he hasn't talked to me yet. Yeah, he hasn't called me back. So. but anyway,
yeah,
he was Sirius.
That's true. We were heard. So then it's a question of maybe then the proper show time. Then the time has been changed, possibly.
Huh.
Oh, you know what he wants? This is from Oliver, T. Oliver at Premier Radio. And he said, send over a high-res logo or photo and a brief show description, and we'll get it posted. Maybe they're just waiting for stuff from us.
Where'd you get that from?
In my email inbox.
How come you got an email? I didn't get an email.
Because they like me.
No, see? You're always getting things
in
your inbox.
We have to ask them about that and communicate with them better, because I don't know why. I mean, it's no problem that he's emailing you directly, but he should be asking us for it because we can give him that.
Well, no, it was because I was going back and forth with them about some logo things for an unrelated thing, and they just kind of threw that in as a side note. It wasn't
they came
to me directly and said, oh, we need your stuff. Yeah.
Was that for your latest episode they were asking you for that, or?
No, I think just to get it up on the website. So they probably need it for everyone.
Oh, okay.
No, he wants a high-res picture of Melissa. We never got that
email, so we should be the one getting that email.
He wants Dick Cohen.
Why are they emailing you about a logo for your show?
Because I asked them. I sent Barry a message. I texted him and said, "What's the deal with Sirius logos? Can we use them on flyers?" And he said, email me that question. So I emailed it to him, and then he forwarded it to a bunch of people, and then those people responded, and then they kind of threw in like a side note, oh, yeah, by the way, send us your picture and a show description, and we'll get it posted on the website.
Or maybe what's his name, Oliver or something?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk to him.
My internet's dead right now or something, but I'm trying to pull up the website.
So we've been working with our iPhone app developer. We should have something out pretty soon for an update. I'm gonna make sure everybody checks it out for us and lets us know if there's any problems with it.
Oh,
interrupting, Eddie Solis is back.
The only thing I wanted with the iPhone app, this is iPhone specifically, I don't know if it's different on other platforms, but the ability to pause it or rewind or fast forward. Also, if I need to close the app, to go, whatever I need to do, and I want to come back and start on the same spot again, it'll always start me at the beginning.
Right.
Yeah, it's fixed in the
new version.
Oh, it's fixing the new version. Okay, do you know if I need the new, the latest iPhone operating system, or does it work on the older operating system too? Because my iPhone, I think, has the latest operating system, I think.
I'm not sure.
We just pushed out the update last week. It takes 5 to 7 days, so it's not out there yet. When it is, you should be fine on whatever iOS version you're using.
Is there ever going to be an Android one? Show some Android love.
Please.
Yeah, please. See, we got one. We got another one. No, everybody's on an iPhone right now, huh?
Yeah, that's why the connection is so bad.
Yeah.
No, I have a bunch of friends on Android. They keep asking about the same thing.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man.
We'll bug our guy and see if he is up to the task. We haven't really been pushing on for that yet, but... Yeah, it's definitely something we should do because we've got to cover the other half of things, so people aren't using Stitcher plus our app. We just want them to use our app specifically.
Yeah.
I think Jeremy might have dropped off. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I know. We started talking Android, and Jeremy was like, fuck these motherfuckers.
Jeremy has left here. the guy that we're using to build our iPhone app, we're not sure if he can do Android. And if we have to get a specific Android developer, it's going to cost us a lot more money than if we could stay with same developers. He said something about being able to do Android in the future, but,
See, there you go. iPhone.
Yep.
That's the iPhone for you.
I did have another question, Joel and Jeremy. This is a question that is regarding our show specifically, but may affect other shows or maybe them affect them in the future.
Okay.
So Chris and I may possibly be, I mean, it's still, we haven't signed on the dotted line yet, but we may be on a USO tour in the Middle East in June.
Wow.
And
nice.
And we would love to broadcast, obviously, I don't know how we would do it, this is where I come to you guys, is what would you guys need, or how would we broadcast a live show from across the world? How would we do that?
As far as what we'd need, I'd have to defer to Jeremy specifically.
You wouldn't really need, like, military clearance or anything like that?
Well, that's on their end. What I would need to ask Skid Row is what would Skid Row need? And then once I find out what Skid Row needs, then I find out then how I can arrange that to the military.
Oh, that'd be fucking awesome.
If there was something specifically that they could, I mean, we don't have the equipment to do it currently. That's the problem. If there was something that they had that they could loan you guys to do it, then we can make that work. If they had exactly what we needed to do that. Is that what you're referring to, like asking them to do that?
No, meaning like, okay, at the very least, if we're sitting in some place in Afghanistan, if we can somehow get a web connection, could we possibly do a live show if we even only had a laptop and a microphone? But if we wanted to do the show live from Afghanistan or from some other country, can we somehow plug into to Skid Row and do the show live somehow?
Yes, I just think we need the necessary equipment to do so. It's possible. I have to ask Jeremy about that, what he needs.
Jeremy,
that'd be kind of cool, actually.
I mean, I'd love to say we're broadcasting live from Afghanistan through Skid Row.
Yeah. It'd be cool to catch, like, some audio of, like, a bomb going off or something like that. Hey, are you scared? Are you scared? Like, are you worried about going over there?
Well, I've gone to the Middle East before. We were going to go through Iraq, and we were going to go through Afghanistan before, but apparently there was too much shit going on, so they diverted us. I don't know how things are now, but I'm under the impression they wouldn't send us anywhere that would be too dangerous. But if they do, I hope it becomes an international incident. Loose my curtain.
Yeah.
Hello? Sorry about that. I dropped.
So the question was essentially, if we have an internet connection, the microphone and a laptop and a net connection across the world, we could somehow do a live show on Skid Row at the regular time. Jeremy?
You want to broadcast live?
Well, yeah, that would be the whole point. We would love to broadcast live.
What do you have access to when you're on a USO tour?
Well, depending on where we are, we have internet access. And some bases have even little computer rooms where you have internet access. So if at the very least, at the most rudimentary level, we have a computer with a microphone.
At the very least, you would need that and an internet connection, and you could use Skype to call into the studio and broadcast out of the studio.
That's what I'm talking about here. Okay, so we would go through Skype.
Yeah, Skype right now is actually the easiest way to do what you're talking about.
Okay, so we would call into the show as a caller.
Well, no, you would call the studio over Skype.
Okay, but I only know Skype is video and audio. How would it work if it's only audio?
Well, no, it doesn't have to be video and audio. It doesn't matter. As long as you're sending an audio signal, that's all you care about.
Okay, so there will be picture, but no one's going to see that.
Yeah, but, yeah, I mean, you don't have to do video. You can just turn video off, and you can just use Skype as audio.
Oh, okay. I'm not familiar with that. I've only used Skype with the video.
Yeah, and you might as well turn off the video because it'll just take more bandwidth to do video that's not going to be received by anybody.
Got it. Okay. All right. That makes sense. That's the information that I need. So then all I need to know is then how we can access that our end, wherever we are in whatever part of the world, and then because I'd like to make that happen.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
All right, so I'm all good for now.
Cool. Anything else from anybody else? Are we good?
We're all good. I'm good here.
In the hood.
And thank you for the compliments, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah
man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good show, everybody, and let's just keep on rocking. We'll do this every Sunday. Whoever wants to join. I'm going to, as long as everyone's aware that we recorded this call, we just want to use it to take notes and come up with some task lists. I'm gonna send out that information about that task tracking system that I was talking about that Vince brought up. And if we can all get on that, I think it would help us just keep track of productivity.
Cool. I'm down to help out.
Cool. All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Good night.
Happy early birthday, Eddie.
Say what?
Take it easy, everybody.
Later on, guys.
Happy early birthday, Eddie.
Oh, thank you so much.
When's your birthday, Eddie?
At midnight.
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. All right. How old are you going to be?
18.
Oh, are you? You don't.
He's legal. He's gonna be legal.
I'm barely legal, dude. Leave me alone.
Right on. You got gray pubes yet?
Say what?
You got gray pubes yet?
Nothing. I have nothing. Nah, take
Not
care,
peppery.
Guys.
Later on, man.
All right, guys.